Will I make it all night? From a Monday morning to Friday night. Whoa, those lonely weekends. Okay, we are at DEFCON 1. Phil Hendry here. Ted Bell is joining me tonight. We're going to talk about what, Ted?
Well, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the fact that I have enjoyed, in recent days, I've enjoyed looking at one of the history channels on the YouTube about the Nepali, what is it? I got Stan Neuway with me. Stan, was it?
It's called the Napoleonic.
Yes, it's called, well, Ted, it's called the Napoleonic. Don't blow the phone.
Well, Ted, it's called the Napoleonic Wars, and
that's it. Stan Neuway is a college buddy of mine.
What school did you go to, Ted?
What school did we go to?
Santa Monica Civic College.
Santa Monica City College.
Well, it's like a two-year JC.
Well, I'm sorry it doesn't meet with your approval.
I went on to UCLA and Ted.
So I took over my father. We went to Santa Monica Civic.
Okay, I understand.
So, what is it?
Well, you, what we're talking, you went and you saw a video.
I think this will be funny. I think. I can't really know for sure. Okay. Can any of us ever really know for fucking sure what we're doing? What the hell happened to this, man? It's a miracle that some of this fucking gear still works. Some of the shit's been in here for years, man. This is General Galen Shaw, and I have an announcement to make. Many of you have thought that I was a voice, if you will, done by Phil Hendry. I am an actual man. My name is George Riley. My name is George Resnick. My name is George Dale, and I'm an actor. I originally come from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I'm a real person. I'm not a made-up person. The other voices Phil does. I am real. I'm just kidding. What'd I say? His name was George what? God damn it. George Dale. My name is George Dale. Will I make it all right? From Monday morning to clear song. I like that, man. One, two, three, one. WFMU is a public radio station in New Jersey that I've taken to listening to, and I also follow them on Facebook. And this is where a lot of this music comes from. It's royalty free. That's what we determined, and that it was just music made by these bands that appeared on WFMU. Okay. Now, some of these bands we like a lot, C'est La Vie's, Misery Slims, Artubum, Apache Tomcat does some great stuff. Some of these other bands that we like. The Vivisectors, what a fucking name, do a lot of that kind of surf shit. Let's see, Twin Guns does some cool shit. Here's Twin Guns. Let me see. Actually, Twin Guns did a version of Harlem Nocturne. This is a noise problem selection. And then, of course, you guys know my favorite. I think my favorite song on here is the one by Intelligent Life in Texas. Is that it? See, this is from live on WFMU's Three Chord Monte, 2015. Three Chord Monte, that's a cute name, isn't it? Here's Wayne Thornton. He's a guitar player, obviously. And, this is the, what is the name of this group? Blunderphonics. They're kind of spacey. Blue Wave Theory, you guys are familiar with. This is the song. This is from Blue Wave Theory. Now, I can't believe this is the same group as the other one. Jackie and the Cedrics. These guys are funnier than hell. These are the cats that do this song. Jackie and the Cedrics. Blue Wave Theory. It's Blue Wave Theory. Here's a group called Suspected Terrorists. Here's the group I like. Artificial Intelligence in Texas. This is a great song. This is all categorized under surf. Alright, so you guys know these songs. Suddenly, There's No Ocean Here. Suddenly, it occurs to me, There's No Ocean Here is the name of that song. So there's nothing about that song that I don't like. Every part of it is great. The title of the song, title of the band. All right. But where does that leave us now? It leaves us needing to do a goddamn show, doesn't it? It sure as shit fucking does. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello. Turn that master volume down because you have been over-modulating, Phil. You have been. I heard it. And his name is Stan Newway. Stan Newway. What's the name of your friend? What's your name? Well, it can be, I think my name, Ted, is Gary Newway. Gary. Did you hear what I just said? I went, Gary. Gary. All right, come on, let's go. There we go. Music beds. This is Ted's jingle. Hey, Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Steakhouse, come on down.
She got a great little voice. That's Lisa Valenzuela. She's got a beautiful voice. Lisa's on a Facebook friend, and I know she sings professionally. I think she sings.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
She's great. That's the music from an old TV show called Wanted Dead or Alive that starred Steve McQueen. That's the closing theme. The opening theme we used to use, and I don't know what happened to the goddamn thing. We had the opening theme, which was decidedly different. It starts out dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. I don't know how it goes. And then there's...
Moment, I'll connect you.
Buck off. Buck off. Then there's Bobby Dooley's theme. That's Holiday for Strings. Then there's that one. Then there's another Bobby Dooley theme we use. This is Bobby's fashion show music.
And right now we have Carol. She's wearing the long pant leg. Carol is wearing the Jean Lurie pant, the pantsuit.
I don't know, why do I find the word pant funny? I just do. I'm sorry. Pant is the new comedy word here on the Phil. It's not new. It's been the comedy word for quite some time. It's like when I was talking to Peter Tolan. And this is terrible. I better not say it. But they had a comedy word when they were working on Larry Sanders' show, and I understand why it was funny. But I don't want to get into a whole thing. So, but this was their comedy word that they used all the time. On this show, it seems to be pant, not pants. And the origin of that, of course, is what you would think. Why is it called pants? Well, there's two pants. There's two. So a pant leg. Then this is a pant and that's a pant. Yes. Okay. So there could be one pant. Yes. All right. Well, I'd like to buy a pant, please. No, you have to buy them in pairs. You have to buy pants. But I could, if I wanted to, cut them in half and I'd have a pant. You'd have a pant leg. No, I'd have a pant, man. You don't say they're pants legs. No, we don't. You don't say they're pants leg, like in attorneys general or in fathers-in-law. You say they are pants. Yes, sir. So then I can call it pant. Sir, it bothers me. I don't care if it bothers you. What would you rather I call it? I'd rather you call it pant leg. So it's, you call it a pair of pants, yes, or pants, yes, but when I singularize it, it has to be pant leg, yes. Fuck you. Okay, but, you know, not that it matters that much to me. Well, then you shouldn't have called me fuck you. I didn't call you fuck you. I said fuck you. Same difference. Same difference? Yeah. Oh, help me. Oh, my God. Ain't we got fun, baby? Where we at, man? Shut that shit up. Shut it up. Go, baby.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Yeah.
And I tell you something, Ted's of Beverly Hills will never be denied. No one is going to put me out of business. Tell you that these monkeys, try, you'll fail.
Here at Ted's,
you got it.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Word.
And what's the other one here? I don't want that. No, bitch. Turn that shit off. Now, what's this one? Oh, yeah, that's right, Chris. Is Ted Bell in a bathtub? The bathtub has taken on a life of its own, man. I don't know. Somebody said they wanted Rory to do Best of Bathtub. Look at this, man. I have a, I told you guys, I've got this laying around here in the studio. I have a CD-ROM of Kiss of Death, starring Victor Mature, Brian Donlevy, Colleen Gray. It doesn't say anything here on the box for this thing about Richard Widmark, but he was the fucking he was the bust-out star of that movie. Nothing in here about Richard Widmark. Henry Hathaway, the director, is mentioned. And all the goddamn movies that he did. The cinematographer, Norbert Brodin. They talk about Victor Mature. Here, finally here, it says, Victor Mature is Nick Bianco, a man with no prospects except crime. Brian Donlevy's assistant, D.A. D'Angelo. Nick's second wife, Nettie, Colleen Gray, is in dire peril as psychopathic killer Tommy Udo seeks revenge for Bianco's testimony. This is Widmark's first film, and he was nominated for an Oscar for his performance. That's all it says. Just flat ass, just no. This was Widmark's first film, and he was nominated for an Oscar for, you goddamn right he was. And he said in interviews that Henry Hathaway made life miserable for him. He said the director didn't like me. He made my life fucking miserable. He didn't even want me. Hathaway didn't want Richard Widmark. But Daryl Zanuck, I guess the head of the whole goddamn shooting match in those days, interceded. You imagine Daryl Zanuck was the head of the studio, 20th Century. He came and he said, no, Widmark's got to, you know, how about that? The head of the fucking studio jumping in on your behalf. You got to like that. So it couldn't have been all that bad, sir. Mr. Widmark, when did he pass on? Richard Widmark. Sometimes I just have to know these things. I go, when did Richard, I know he's not with us anymore. None of these guys are. I remember when Richard Widmark had a TV show. On CBS. Was he a detective? I don't know what the fuck he was. But he did. He had a television show, a weekly TV show. Film actor Widmark. He died 2008, Roxbury, Connecticut. He was a year older than my father. He was a year older than my dad, so. Yeah, my dad, he would have been 73, 83. Christ, he would have been over 90. Let me see. His daughter is Ann Koufax. Now, what does that mean? Is she married to Sandy Koufax? What the hell's got... Susan Blanchard. Hold the phone. That's the wife. Where's Richard fucking Widmark? So he died at the age of 90. 93 in Roxbury, Connecticut. His wife was Jean Hazelwood. His daughter, these are his spouses, his Jean Hazelwood and Susan Blanchard, who he married in 1999, and he lived 7 years, and then that was it. So he's married to Jean Hazelwood for a long fucking time, and she passed on in 1997. Jeez, that's too bad. She was a screenwriter, and she was the wife of Richard Widmark. They met in college. How about that, huh? She adapted Alistair MacLean's novel, No Secret Ways, for a film version. She married Widmark in 1942. Okay. They had a daughter, Anne Heath Widmark, who later married baseball legend Sandy Koufax in 1969. Okay. So Richard Widmark's daughter, Anne Heath Widmark, married Sandy Koufax. She became Anne Koufax, but they divorced in 82. They were married 13 years. That's too bad. About Lee Hazelwood, what's he doing in the middle of a Richard Widmark biography? What the fuck? What the fuck? Lee Hazelwood, is he related to Gene Hazelwood? Give me a fucking break. Come on, don't. No. Lee Hazelwood is some hillbilly country pop singer known for his work with Duane Eddy and singer Nancy Sinatra. What was the song they did? Oh, Summer Wine. Wasn't that the one they did? Oh, Summer Wine. Is he married? Is he related? Never mind. Personal life. Hazelwood married 3 times. Shirley Vogler, he formed Marty Cooper in the early 60s. What? He was married to so-and-so, such-and-such, died with renal cancer. It's about his last album, Cake or Death. Hazelwood died of renal cancer in Henderson, Nevada, survived by his wife, Jean. His son, Mark. Wait a minute. So who's, is he related to? Jean Hazelwood? Jean Hazelwood was married to Richard Widmark, man. What the fuck are you talking about? No. Yeah, it's weird. Never mind. I went into the weeds on this, man. I went down a rabbit hole that I shouldn't have gone down. Okay, never mind. Fuck it. F-U-C-K-ed-it. Will I make it all right from a Monday moon Friday night? Whoa. Okay, can anybody figure this out for me? Somebody please tell me. How the fuck do I show views instead of likes on a post? So if I post a video, or a reel, if you will, on Instagram, it'll show the number of likes, but it's not showing the number of views. It used to show the number of views, and all of a sudden it fucking stopped doing that. Now if you open up the likes, you'll see the numbers of views. I want it right there on the homepage of the post, if you will, on Instagram. So for instance, I have this little stupid, dumb video I did of myself as Neen Gulford. And it shows 4,459 views, but it does not show that when I go to the actual post that shows the people that liked it. I don't get it, man. I don't know. And it stopped doing that. It used to show you, and now it don't show you. And I don't understand. All right, well, I can't put it off forever. Let's do this thing. Ted Bell joining us from Ted's. But Ted, how are you?
Very fine, Phil.
Ted, you had a big thanks, Ted, and now you're kind of relaxing?
Well, yeah, we did have a good thanks, Ted. People gave us the usual amount of I was going to say shit.
No, you don't want to do that. Well, Ted, you don't...
Okay, I'll get to you in a minute. I got with me Gary Newway.
Oh, hey, Gary, how you doing?
Very fine, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, Gary's going to join us.
All right, let me see. Ah, fuck. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Damn it.
Hey. Of Beverly Hills. Steakhouse. Get on down, wow, wow. Yeah.
Hello?
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, 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 what a gal. There's none so classy like that fair lassie. Oh, oh, goodness me, what a chassis. We went riding, but she didn't balk. Home from...
Shut up. Bunkhouse. Margaret's, the big pilot she did. Bunkhouse. Bunkhouse. All right, man. Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, man. What is this? Why are all these with hearts? What is this shit? Okay, hold this. Fuck that. Okay. Where are you, man? Okay, yeah, I'm going. Now, I want to play... Oh, not that goddamn thing. Fuck, I fucked up. Well, bound to fuck. Fuck off. Yeah, man, I like that song. I like that song. Okay, ready? Okay.